You probably heard by this point that there is a hiring freeze in the city of Chicago, which anytime they say that at a private company, I know everyone goes, uh-oh. And I wonder if people in the city of Chicago should be feeling that about a hiring freeze and what it says about our budget. For that, we go to Quinn Myers of Block Club Chicago. Quinn, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, John.
Yeah, it's great to chat with you. I want to start with the newest or the most clarified news first about that hiring freeze. I think there had been some confusion about what that meant for our first responders. What do we know about the hiring freeze as it pertains to them?
Right. So initially, when this hiring freeze was announced on Monday by the Johnson administration, there was some uncertainty over whether it would apply to hiring new police officers and firefighters, public safety personnel, right? Initially, it was reported by several news outlets that it did include that. And if you look at the kind of the wording of the announcement, it really did sound like it did include all city departments, regardless of, you know, if you were a police officer or not. It's now been clarified from the administration that it does not apply to police and fire. Some are saying that that's the administration kind of changing course after public criticism. The administration says that was always the plan. It just wasn't totally clear. So this hiring freeze, which will last through the end of the year, 2024, to help close a remaining 2024 budget gap, will not impact the police and fire departments, but it will impact every other city department.
I just want to make sure I understand. I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory what a hiring freeze is, but I just better ask you. You know more than I. I assume that means if someone retires or leaves a position, they won't be replaced, and by not paying that person's salary, at least through when they leave to the end of the year when this hiring freeze is enacted, you essentially end up with less personnel just by attrition, as opposed to like going and actively telling people you don't work here anymore, right?
Right, that's a big part of it, and also just not filling vacant positions. Right, there are numerous vacant positions across most city departments. So that's, you know, cost saving measures that way. You know, there are in past hiring freezes. You know, Lori Lightfoot implemented one a few years ago. There have been some exceptions made for essential personnel. Right, so it's not a 100% every single person, but it is a kind of across the board. You know, hiring freeze for most positions.
Okay, now let's get to the why. We have a budget deficit projected for the rest of this year, which has already been budgeted signed last year. Obviously, we're operating on a current budget, and my understanding is there's a hole there. And then looking ahead, there's a hole too, right?
There's a big hole. So the remaining part of this year, $223 million budget gap. Looking ahead to 2025, and again, these are forecasts, they're not exact, but the Johnson administration is projecting a $982 million budget gap, almost $1 billion. There are a variety of reasons for why these gaps exist. For the remaining one this year, the mayor has pointed to this CPS pension payment that a couple years ago the city shifted to be the school district's responsibility. Now the school district is saying they're not going to pay it. It's $175 million of reimbursement for pension payments for non-teaching staff. So that's really kind of become a point of tension between the Johnson administration and CPS, especially CPS CEO Pedro Martinez. But, you know, that's baked into that 982 number, which is coming up next year. But then there's still a big, big hole as well. Decline in revenue, higher costs, higher labor costs especially. So we don't exactly know yet how the city plans to close that hole, especially next year. We've heard repeatedly that all options are on the table, and that seems to mean that a property tax increase is definitely on the table, although no final decision has been announced.
Okay, I want to dive into that just for one second because it seems a little crazy to me. So I just want to make sure I understand. You know, as you operate on a budget, revenue doesn't maybe come in as strong as you had hoped for. Anyone that's ever dealt with a budget, whether it's your own personal budget, right, you know that there's going to be some imperfections. Not to every dollar are we perfect on spending or what the money we bring in. But are you saying that with a $223 million end-of-the-year budget hole, $175, so the vast majority of this hole is because of a payment that the city said CPS is going to pay for this, and CPS is just saying nope, and so the city has to pay for it?
Well, that's how it looks like. You know, it remains to be seen who exactly will pay for it. It's a political issue now, right? So there has been no final determination on who will make that $179 million payment. But, yeah, essentially that's what happened. It is a really kind of a question over whose responsibility this is. You know, in prior years it was the city's responsibility, but under Lori Lightfoot they began shifting it gradually to CPS, right? So now it's this open question of who is on the hook for this massive pension payment that has to be made this year and next year, right? So, you know, we're kind of waiting on what the political solution here will be to see how it impacts the financial situation.
I get things being rough around the edges as the year goes on, not hitting your projection perfectly. I think we all can give a little grace to that. It seems strange to build a budget without a guarantee of $175 million payment. Who's going to pay for it before you start the year? Was there an agreement of who was going to pay this and someone is reneging on the deal? Or is it simply that the city said, oh, they're going to pay for it without, like, written authorization? Do you see what I'm getting at here, Quinn?
Yeah, I think it is kind of the latter. I think it was an expectation that the school districts would pay it. And, you know, as you may know, CPS is facing its own massive budget gap of $500 million or so, right? So they're kind of saying, well, we kind of have to shift this back to the city. And now it's this ongoing dispute that is kind of driving a lot of these budget woes facing the city, not next year, but right now.
Okay. Well, this is a John Hansen aside, and I don't know how to run a city, but I know that's not how you run a city, in my personal opinion, hoping that other people pay for things that you ultimately have to pay for. Okay. Looking ahead to this nearly $1 billion shortfall, this is a projection. The budget hasn't been written, but these projections obviously shape the debate in city council of, okay, this is the projection. What do we essentially need to cut, or where do we bring money in? Does this put Mayor Johnson's progressive agenda even more in jeopardy, Quinn?
You know, he was asked that explicitly during a press briefing a few weeks ago, and he did not, you know, give a definitive answer. He said he's still looking to make investments in housing, mental health, youth employment, kind of some of his signature key areas. But certainly this is going to impact his ability to fund his progressive agenda. Certainly. And $982 million is a massive budget hole, and all that money is going to have to be made. They have to legally find a way to pass a balanced budget before the end of the year, right? So it's a big question of where that money is going to come from, and I don't see a wide expansion of programs happening if, you know, under this budget gap, right? So we don't know exactly how that will be filled, but I do think increasingly everyone's talking about property taxes. Mayor Johnson, of course, ran on a platform of not raising property taxes at all during his first term in office. So we will see if he goes back on his campaign promise here. But that seems to be, I don't know if I want to say the easiest fix, but kind of one of the most obvious options that, again, quote, are all on the table.
We're almost out of time here, Quinn. So in about 20 seconds, that property tax thing, yeah, he promised he wouldn't do it. What's he saying about that? Has he answered the question yes or no, whether he's open to it?
He is not. He was pressed by reporters, and he said, you know, this is just a forecast. We're going to make our official budget recommendations in October. But he said he's, you know, still committed to his vision of investing in people. But again, we have not heard a definitive answer on property taxes. It's important to note that when the forecast was announced last year's budget forecast, in the press release, the first sentence was, Mayor holds firm on not raising property taxes. In this year's press release, there was no such line.
Okay. Quinn Myers, I know you'll be finding it, and it is just a projection, so maybe it's a $1 billion rounding error. I don't know. Quinn Myers, a Block Club Chicago reporter, you do a great job, and that's I'm a little in the weeds there as I work there as well. Take care, Quinn, okay?
Thanks, John.